saying is, either way you have physical mechitzas, as long as they trigger a good asik, the good asik applies from the ground. So the physical mechitzos are basically a hechetimtzi for the virtual mechitzos. And in the virtual mechitzos, it's always the chudo hachitzoni. And the chudo hachitzoni basically means that there really is, I don't know if it's chokin lahad, there really isn't, right? Because it's a physical barrier, it's not dalet al dalet, it's halal. He's also assuming that the need for halal inside isn't like Tosis Hishanim and those, you know, just a requirement, let's say, of, you know, dira birshus hayachid, because that would certainly be physical, but it's a formal requirement. It's almost like saying chokikin lahashlim, but he's not saying midin, that could have been another explanation. Right, either hishtamshus bo, like Tosa says, or chokin lahashlim, if you can create dalet al dalet through chokin, not just extend it through chokakin, an issue which we talked about, right? He's saying differently. What he's saying is that the physical mechitzos, as long as they're 10 tvachim, are themselves rendered good asik mechitzas, and therefore, al pidin, it's only the outer, and again, you know, if you wanted to stick in Reb Chaim about, you know, the lechi shall, you know, shall asherah here, you know, basically, you know, that's not real either, right? That's not physical. It's the outer shell of the good asik mechitzas that are the real wall, even though the real wall is physical and there, and that creates the even within the 10 tvachim, and therefore that's kovei legabe the dalet al dalet. Yeah.
How do you explain like ula on that side of testing base?
So how do you explain?
The walls themselves are creating the shesef, and therefore if you place it on the wall itself...
Oh yeah, good, excellent. Oh, correct, 100%. Anybody have the Taz? Or do you have it in your computer? So the end of the Taz, he basically says, however, the sugya and sadi test on base is very different. If you don't mind, you'll just see A, that I'm not making it up. That's always a good thing. And B, that's exactly what he asks. That was going to be my next...
So just read from Amar Ula?
Shin Mem, no, read just his explanation. Read the whole piece very quickly. Shin Mem Hei, okay, so Beis.
Okay, so Mashi Domi Mechitzo Sein Nimdodim Mechalol, the Dalet Fachim, right? Chakas of Arash, the Hedim Perakam of the Shabbos, Kavera Shad, the Funus Mitzarbos, and Mechalol, like Kavera Slerachal.
Which is Tosis, basically.
Yeah, Chakas of Tosis, Perakam of the Dalchas, Dog Perish, Rambam, Perish, you Dalet Besocha Kaveras.
See, so he's holding that the Rambam is like the Balei Tosis, correct?
The log perish Rambam, perish you dal besocha kaveris, elagam ovi mitzarif. At least for now, he's going to get back to the Rambam. Is that the Rambam?
Yeah, I don't know.
Perish mem.
Keep going. But I thought he's saying the ovi isn't.
He's going to end up saying that the Rambam agrees.
Yeah,
but that I saw already. Okay, so kamo b'chul yas habor, the mitzarif l'chalal habor. Kim the chazin the minach alam midi. Besaimik the perish Rashi. Mashkas Rashi aviu
beisyosi. Besaimik perish Rashi. Yeah, that's a quartosis.
Yeah.
Okay. Now keep going.
Okay. So v'chein gedud aminon midal studin good asik v'nei amchitzal roshom v'nimsa roshom.
He's quoting Rashi now on Vamid Beis.
Yeah. So midal studin v'chalu dalad aikan d'shanu. Ein v'tos b'zeh the davka v'chalu tsarik shiad dalat v'achem below amchitzos to the haki kas of Rashi. P'nei amchitzos the horosh. Chodu achitzon ola ba'asik mechitzos. Nimzu she'ovi amechitzos him bechlal achalo bin choro shozev achitzon lechud shekenegdo.
Meaning both chud, both extreme, both edges are the real mechitza because even the physical mechitza because of good asik mechitza.
Right.
Isn't that what he's saying?
Is that pashut that good asik always extends from the outer limit? Or is that
well, you know, good asik is virtual.
Right, so,
yeah, even that's not. You're pointing out, in addition to the fact that he's assuming that good asik applies to the physical walls that generate them, and not just from the top. It's not just an extension. The good asik becomes even the base. You're saying, and how does he know that it's the outside? Maybe for all we know, it's on the inside.
Or, I guess that makes. Or that it has the same width as the walls that are generating it.
Al pidin. Right. I hear. No, I think that part. I think instinctively. Is I wouldn't say compelling, but very appealing, we'll say. But I do think that your ha'ar is correct, and it should be noted. Meaning, how do we know it? You could have disagreed and said either it's the inside wall, meaning it's the least amount, or it's exactly what the virtual gets, is it feeds off of the wall.
And you certainly could have said, which is what I'm saying, that it just, it's, you know, you start the invisible lines, you know, from what creates them, but that's the real. It doesn't substitute for the real, or supplant the real mechitza. And you're saying, even if it does, so let it be defined by it, or defined by the chumra of it. Yeah, I think that's a good har. I hadn't thought of it, but that's very good. Yeah, keep going.
Okay, so...
So, but this is what he's saying, as you can see.
Yeah.
So basically what he's saying is that Rashi really holds, Rashi always holds that it's the halal. What he's saying here on Vavman Base is a conceptual point, not a physical point. Right? Now that idea I do like, although he doesn't emphasize it so much, and I think you do have to say something like that, but maybe for a different reason, as I'll explain in a moment, because Rashi, as I said, has three chidushim here. Number one, this is the place he's quoting Gudasik. This is the place he's quoting Dalid. So we talked about the possibility that maybe Rashi means either this is, you know, there are two, there's more than one Rishus HaYachid, because we've been talking about different definitions of Rishus HaYachid. This is Rishus HaYachid Gemura, right? This is opposed to, this is in contrast to Rabbi Yehuda, right? This is a different perspective. So we what we're doing is we're pulling out all the heavy, you know, guns. You know, this is Chalos Makom Rishus HaYachid Geduros, that's Dalid, that's... And so whether or not, you know, this, there aren't two dinim and this is what you need for that, or it's more the point that, like we said the other day, really, of course you can get away with Gimel, but you get away with Gimel because of Ruba Kekulo, you know, or even more than Ruba Kekulo, more than Ruba Kekulo, that, you know, once you have three quarters, so the other one is like a Pesach. So in that sense, it's Dal. The three make it four. And the Ovi, this is different, not what the Taz says, the Ovi is considered to be Chalal because what Tosa says, namely, you can be Mishtamishbo, or there's a kind of Chokin Lahashlim. So physically, but what I'm saying is you don't have to accept that Taz's, you know, actual explanation that this is all based on good Asik, and then everything else, you know, falls in line. You could accept the Yesod that what Rashi's saying here is conceptual. There are Dalid Mechitzos, and there's, you know, I'll explain the Gudasik part, that's a little bit more difficult in the minute. There's Dalid Mechitzos, there's Dalid Al Dalid Chalal, right? Even if it's not based on the Yesod of good Asik. But he himself then goes on and asks the question, your question, go ahead.
Do you want me to skip that part? Or?
No, keep okay. Keep bringing just a little more. The reason he says that is because the Shver, you know, you always have to respect the father-in-law, right? But, you know, the Taz is an independent thinker, as was his father-in-law. So basically, the Bach argues that Rashi really holds a Karbeno Chanana because of this Rashi. Yeah. And the Rashi in Testament Aleph. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Of course, which doesn't really prove anything. It just proves that Tosas thinks so. But, right.
So, Ramam Kazam Perigadal and Mukavdal Machitas Kavo Yudu Beneam Dalit Fahim, Kavanoso Gamkin. Im ovi akosalim, umashkasa benehem perusho bena kol kenir leel.
So meaning he's saying this same pshat that I said that good asik goes from the bottom and is on the outside and so on and so forth and even relates to the actual mechitzas. I'm saying this for the Rambam as well. Now again, that's sacrilegious because that's against Reb Chaim's view that you know. Okay. Okay, and you get the idea. Okay, go ahead.
The Chaim law.
Both views are Reb Chaim. I mean, Reb Chaim's l'shitaso because he holds that the Rambam holds a Karbeno Chanano, right? In the piece in Kaveris piece. And then in the Sukkah piece, he holds that the Rambam doesn't believe in good Asik.
Right.
So basically he's rejecting both points of the Taz.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Kasha one, Mimasha Kosov, Azorik, Daf, Sanitas, Boy Rabbi Yochanan Kosov, Rosh Hashanah, Rambam, Kavol, Yod, Beinu, Rechav, Dalet,
that's only in certain circumstances and so on. Either way, it's, I don't know if it's exactly your. He's bothered by that Gemara, and I think there are several reasons to be bothered by that Gemara, as we discussed. And that he leaves Mitzarachim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that is in terms of the Taz. In terms of the Bach, I just wanted to add that, you know, what will the Bach say about Rashi's view on Kaveris? The Bach holds that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Hanano. Right? So, okay, the fact that the Bali Tosis clearly adopt Rashi, you know, as I say, that, you know, that's certainly something to note, but everybody wants, you know, we all want Rashi on our team, and the Bali Tosis have this view, and, you know, it isn't surprising that they're going to emphasize, you know, rather the Rashis that work with that. So that, you know, that's just good, you know, it's a function of reverence and all other good things. But whether that's compelling is a different question. Okay. But, Daf Tes Omid Aleph and Vav Omid Aleph and Vav Omid Beis sound differently. And the Bach goes a different direction. But what do you do with Kaveris, according to the Bach? So I think the answer to that is that, number one, in Kaveris itself, I don't think it's necessarily as big a problem, because Rashi doesn't, unlike Tosas, Rashi doesn't say in Kaveris, Rashi does not contrast himself with what Rabbi Nachmanano says. For all we know, when Rashi says, you know, Lavdafka, and it's L'chumra, right, but you just, you know, maybe that even, you know, assumes that there's still Chalal, Dalet al Dalet in Kaveris. In other words, Rashi said Lo Dak. You know, and basically Tosas said, you know what they said. Once you introduce Rabbeinu Hananel, so you were already operating on the assumption that you need the extra amount, you know, for the problem of Chalal, Dalet al Dalet, and not Ovi. But that doesn't have to be so. I mean, there could be that there's a wall, that it's still not six, and that there's still an airspace of Dalet al Dalet. So the Kaveris isn't really the problem. The problem more is the Rashi in Erevin and Chulia. And there, I think, you know, you have the opening or the possibility of saying that, you know, what Tosas ends up saying themselves, and that is, we discuss the possibility, if the Ovi Kosel is going to work for Dalet al Dalet, you know, that could still be for various reasons. It could be because the role of Dalet al Dalet is just, you know, not a din of makom, whatever, and therefore it's fine and it applies. Or it could be because it's since it's makom, it serves a purpose of shimush, you know, so that in itself is considered to be, you know, we don't view this as the wall, we view it as part of the working space of Dalet al Dalet. So that could be what's going on in that particular case. I think that's a possible explanation. Could be the issue of Chokekin, as we discussed, as opposed to saying that, you know, all we care about when it comes to Dalet al Dalet, you know, and the parallel question in Yud, is the outside dimensions and not the inside dimensions. Now, if your view was that the Ovi HaKosel counts, not because that too, Efshalach Gokbo, or Gud Asik, or Efshalish Tamishbo, so it has internal significance as well, but because everything is the outside, you know, Havdalah Mershus Arabim, then indeed there would be a stira in Rashi. Okay? So that's in terms of the Taz, and that's in terms of the Bach, and that's the reading of Rashi. The other thing I wanted to mention, so this Rashi does mention Gud Asik. Why is this the only Rashi? Why is Rashi mentioning Gud Asik, let's say, here? So again, the Taz assumes, because, oh, we everything, all the Chitzas of Rosh HaYachid really in the end of the day are good Asik, which is fascinating, especially when they're Nafkamina, as he suggested. But it could be that Rashi has something very specific in mind here. Well, what do you think? What's the very specific in mind? Why does Rashi here, Dafka, mention good Asik? And this raises an interesting other question. What are we talking about here, or where Rashi says it? Charitz and Gader, right? Particularly Charitz, possibly also Gader again in light of the Gader itself, Right? Once again, we're talking about not inside a Rishus HaYachid or a Chalos Rishus HaYachid, but either a Bor, or which is a Charitz, right? Or the Gader itself, which gets you back to Tzadi Tesson Beis. Is that a problem? Is that an issue? The Gader itself. Why is the Gader Rishus HaYachid? Right? So here Rashi says, good Asik Mechitz. So in general, just to highlight it, again, it gets us back to kind of the Ramban's issue of tail. But as we noted, the Rishonim themselves and Reb Chaim take different stands as to what is unique about tail. Is it, again, it being an outside and a Havdalah rather than a, you know, than an inside or a real Mechitza? You know, is it, you know, the fact that it's not Nikar? What exactly is it? Again, Reb Chaim is assuming that it's not Nikar and it's, you need Nikar for good Asik. And I was basically assuming that even the Ramban might hold that this has all been of Chalos Rishus HaYachid and the different types of Chalos Rishus HaYachid. Anyways, so the in the Achronim, it's known that the Primigadim, again, the footnote people bring this up as well, but it's in all the Achronim's discussion. The Primigadim is mistopic about a boar. Right? Do you say Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad L'Rakia in a boar or a charitz, a Rishus HaYachid? So that's parallel to the Ramban's issue, but of course you could be Mechalik. The boar in particular, because it's, you know, it's you know, the Mechitzas are going the other way, poses a special kind of a challenge, right, on several different levels. Like, do you say good Asik Mechitzda up when the Mechitzas are really going down? Right, that's part of the question that the Achronim deal with, right? When you go, Mechitza is going up, so that's the arrow, and you know, it's we're extending them. But here, the Mechitzas basically are rooted in the Karka. Well, how do we look at the Mechitzas of a boar? Are they really rooted in the bottom of the boar, or are they in the Mechitzas going down? I mean, certainly they're created in the ground going down. So, you know, you could ask this question in two directions. What is the, you know, Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad L'Rakia status above the boar? What is the Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad L'Rakia, you know, in terms of what? China, basically. Right? So, this is an important question. Just how do you look at the Mechitzas of a boar, basically? In which direction are they going? It's a dual question. And it's a question about good asik mechitza. So again, mechitzas nikaros, from mechitzas nikaros question, it's better and worse than a tail. meaning, from the Rishus HaRabim point of view, it's practically non-existent. A tail, you know, at least is an obstacle that you can identify from a distance and so on. On the other hand, a charitz or a boar has, you know, a carved out, you know, halal space, whereas a tail is something which is a tomb, right? It's solid, and so as we said, it's both better and worse in terms of mechitzas nikaros. It's better and worse in terms of being a Rishus HaYachid gemura or chalos Rishus HaYachid. You know, especially if you're saying that we're not operating with on the basis of good asik mechitza, it's better and worse, you know, than the Ramban. But what is its status? So maybe it's not a coincidence that Rashi quotes good asik mechitzta dafka in Gader and dafka in Charitz, because maybe those places aren't considered to be Gedura. Well, that's what would Reb Chaim say about the boar for the Rambam? If it's really Makom, which is Geduros Rishuyos Lamata, you know, which then gives it impact Lamala. So again, how does that work, both in terms of the down and the up, right? And again, especially according to my read of Reb Chaim, which is that it isn't just technically Geduro Slamata give you Geduro Slamala, you know, even without good asik mechitza, but it's more of a fundamental difference. It's about if you have a mechitza, which is Geduro, Rishus, which is, you know, which is Meguderes, so that Rishus is the kind of Chalos Rishus HaYachid whose airspace, you know, is part of that, is the Chalos as well, as we've been discussing, difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid in the most dramatic way. So what are you going to say about a boar, you know, both down and up with regard to that issue? So I think that is an important question. Part of the question of the boar and Lamala is also the question of the status of balechayim or gediyim bokimbo, or just harabim, you know, bikias harabimbo, because unlike again a tail or a geder, and certainly a regular rishus with mechitzos, the activity in rishus harabim, is barely, at least again, it's not in the same way interfered with by the rishus hayachid. So the question is, again, will you apply, here the question is, a question which we don't have in regular case of good asik mechitzta, and that is, what is the impact of good achas mechitzta b'makom sheyesh b'kiyas rabim? Okay, because regularly we don't have that because no b'kiyas rabim l'mala me'asara. Right, regular case of good asik mechitzta is you have a mechitza asara, and then l'mala you go. And even if you want to say like the Taz that good asik mechitzta is part of every, mechitza shel yud, right? So that's fine. But there is also physical mechitza, which interferes on some level at least with bikias rabin, or sufficiently anyway. But here, in the case of bor, where everything is down, right? The physical mechitza at least is down. So on the surface, where you have the ground area and the competition with Rishus HaRabim, you can have a clash between good asik and bikias rabim. So we know, I just want to spend a couple of minutes on that, we know of a parallel problem when it comes to good achis mechitzta. Okay, what do we know about it, Elliot?
We came across it on Daf Kalev,
and Daf Hey, right?
Traskol. Yeah, the Traskol case and going down, the Gemara discussed whether or not we hold Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda.
Excellent, exactly. So the on the Pehamid Aleph, we had the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and of course that sugya is really a sugya in Hazorek. Right, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we say good achis rather mechitzta in the case of Traskol, right? And the Chachamim disagree, precisely because they say it's makom shegediim bokimbo. Right, so if you have a mechitza tluya and people are just are just walking through, it's not going to work. That's the question. That's a machlokas regarding good achis mechitza. So I want to take a step back and just analyze that for a moment. So that's a machlokas, and should that be koveya legabe good asik mechitza, right, or not? That would be the question. So the actually the Ritva in Erevin, I don't know if you're Zion on base again, so it seems to say that good asik mechitzta is not affected by bikias rabin and gedim or whatever. So the question is, why not? So really, this is a question that needs to be looked at in two levels. I mean, we would have needed to do a lot more preparation to do this properly, but maybe we'll speak a little more about it. I just want to speak generally, just some food for thought issues. Number one, the role of Bikias Gedim and Bikias Rabim generally, right? To what extent does that need to be neutralized, for Rishus Hayachid? So that's going to connect us to the problem in just a couple of more minutes to start at least of Pasi Biros. Once again, Pasi Biros, where it's seems to be Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, right? The Bikia Rabim Bokimbo, and even though Pasi Biros is a Chiddush, so Chachamim say it works. Even Rabim Bokimbo and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Pasi Biros Tzuras HaPesach, as we discussed. Right, and especially the Machlokas, Balitosis, and the Rambam about how extensively effective Tzuras HaPesach is going to be, because you can walk right through it. Tzuras HaPesach, we totally know that legally. Legally, we're not sure what happens to Tzuras HaPesach, but physically, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't stop anybody from walking through. What about Lavud? Right, the whole point of Lavud, seems to be that that it solves that problem. But is that really the point, that it solves that problem, or that once you say lavud legally, so that neutralizes, you know, the physical reality? It doesn't physically neutralize it; it just legally neutralizes it. So tursa pesach lavud pase biros good achis good asik. Basically, there are two issues. One is in general bikias rabim and bikias gedim. To what extent is that a continuation of Rishus HaRabim, or at least an interference with Rishus HaYachid? And how do you, how do you solve that problem? That's one issue. The second question is, when you have when you don't have a physical solution to the problem, but you have a halachic or virtual solution to the problem, so, you know, how do you look at that? So, partly the question is, you know, how do you handle the chafadim, like as we've discussed, how do you handle the chafadimions basically here? To what extent do we look at lavud and good asik and good achis, you know, and pasi biros and tsuras ha-pesach, and even physical mechitzos, if you don't have four, but let's say you have three, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, two, you know, to what extent does the formal solution of mechitzos work here? And that question depends a lot on how you look at these mechanisms, right? How abstract do they remain, you know, or ki? Meaning, do they create an effect? Do they really create some sort of a deterrent for people to be bokeya? You know, are they mavdil? Are they mafsik? What exactly do they intend to accomplish? And what do they accomplish? And here you can make two types, just general terms, because we don't have the specifics really. It's not fair to impose on you right now. But there are two types of chilukim you can make. And one is, like I just said, trying to figure out, you know, how, you know, legally physical, if you could say such a thing, these are, right? How much, you know, we take the chafadimion seriously on the legal level. That's one issue. Number two is, are they all operating on the same wavelength? Meaning, are they all, you know, trying really to either block the Bikias Rabim, or set apart the Rishus HaYachid, or just to create a, you know, Hekef Mokom? Because depending on what the ambition and what the mechanism is, you might say, well, if you're trying to keep out the Rabim, then the only way to keep out Rabim is either physically to do so, or at least al pidin, you know, it's considered to be the equivalent of a physical barrier, you know, and then we just ignore the breaches, you know, because whatever, you know, the halachic reality wins out here in a way. But there might be a different idea in light of what we've been discussing, and that is maybe there's more than one perspective on Rishus HaYachid, or maybe there's more than one way to accomplish Rishus HaYachid, right? There's a Rishus HaYachid which is about the outside, dimensions. There's a Rishus HaYachid about the inside. There's a Rishus HaYachid about the effect of Hekef Makom, right? There's a Rishus HaYachid about shame, you know, or Mispar Mechitzos. So, if there are nafkamina regarding things like, you know, Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia, then, you know, there might also very reasonably be nafkamina regarding things like, you know, the effectiveness regarding Bikias Rabin. And then the question, to make things even more complicated, but it's not my fault, is, and in which direction? Because on one level, you might think, well, the more physical, or the more legally we look at these abstractions in physical terms, the more it solves the problem of Bikias Rabin. But you certainly could take the opposite view and say that, you know, the more abstract, if it's an abstraction that works, and especially if the abstraction works because the ambition isn't really to cordon it off physically, it's to create this effect or this interior, you know, chalos, which is hayachid. So then what you might say is, you know what, as long as you're trying physically, as long as your definition of Rishus is physical by keeping out Rishus HaRabim or cordoning from Rishus HaRabim, so it's measured that way. And if there are intrusions, then that's a tarta de sasri. But the more you have a legal, abstract, chalos, Rishus HaYachid, right, the more immune it is, more inoculated it is to the physical intrusions, because that's fine. That could be, right? So then the question becomes not only how literal and concrete are Tzuras HaPesach and Lavud and Pasi Biros and Gud Asik and Gud Achis, but also, you know, which model, you know, in terms of more or less abstract, and also just what is it, how does it work, you know, is it, you know, Hekif, Makum, etc., is it interior, etc., which is the real one, and therefore what effect does that have on B'kiyas Rabbah? The point is that there's a lot of stiras, seemingly, or it's complicated to get straight, you know, when, you know, B'kiyas, Gediyim, and Rabbim, etc., is a problem, and when it's not a problem, and for who is it a problem? Moshel Ma'ad Over Dome, like Rabbi Huda, as we discussed. Rabbi Huda, you know, in Pasi Biros, takes which view, Eli? Even according to our Gemara Shabbos here, and of course in the Gemara in Yom Zion and in Erevin.
That you don't have to be Masalik the Rosh Hashanah?
That you do, right?
That you do.
Right. The Chachamim say you don't, and Rabbi Huda says you do. So Rabbi Huda is the Machmir here. I mean, if it possibly rose, but people are just, you know, intruding all the time, then it's not going to work, right? And yet, the same Rabbi Huda holds what, Elliot?
The only need two machitzas.
So is that actually, does he just hold that two machitzas actually prevent, you know, people from, you know, just going plowing straight? Does that, we should reassess that part of it? Or is he saying, possibly rose works in one way, machitzas, real machitzas work in a different way, there are two notions of Rishus HaYachid, you know, at work here. Right, I don't know which direction. So again, Mashal Mavardoma, just to give you another Mashal of things that we've done extensively. Right, when we talked about Dalit on Dalit, as you all remember, just in the Shakla Vitaria of the Bavli, you know, at least the Havamin, we made the Ha'ara, that, you know, the Gemara says, you know, who's the Man Damar doesn't believe in Dalit on Dalit, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadami, right? And then the Gemara goes on and tries to find other Man Damrim, and in that context, the Gemara says, that, you know, Shadi, Nofo, Basar, Ikaro, right, where the Nof is not Dalit, but the Ikar is. So that's an abstraction, right? That's not, the, he doesn't, that guy, that Mandama Rebbe, he doesn't hold that you don't need Dalit al Dalit. He holds that that is Dalit al Dalit, right? And then the Gemara goes on and says, and what about Rishus HaYachid Makura? So the Gemara says that, he doesn't hold that you don't need Dalit al Dalit. He holds that it is Dalit al Dalit, because, you know, basic command, Dabal Yadami. And then the Gemara goes on and says, oh, maybe the Mishnah is in a case where the guy's hand is Lamata Migimel, and it's Midin Lavud. So again, if it's Midin Lavud, that's not because you don't need Dalit al Dalit, that's because it's considered, you know, Dalit al Dalit. So the point that we made at the time was, why is Kluta Kemi Shehun Chadami, which is an abstraction, you know, why is that, you know, an abdication of Dalit al Dalit? But bias commandamalia, which is again the same object flying through the same rishus, right? Or the same object flying through the shus, you know, tachas gimel tvachim, you know, the physics are the same in all cases. The you know the miladalma physics, of course, you know, are the same. Why is the halachic physics different? And maybe even within kluta itself, maybe there's a difference between Rabbi's kluta and Rabbi Kiva's kluta, and so on. And so forth, and kluta within mechitzas, kluta without mechitzas. So these are great examples of, they're all abstractions of some sort, but how keh are they? Right? And then we talked about the Ushalmi's formulation, kluta we talked about, or the Lamaskana, kluta remains that way. Similarly, what I'm saying is on the level of chetza shel rishus, the mechanisms that create a rishus hayachid, tzuras hapesach, pasi biros, good asik, good achis, how many mechitzos, etc., right, including Lavud, by the way. So to what extent, you know, are these, you know, abstractions that work? And they work because even though there aren't actual physical, you know, we don't even look at them legally as physical barriers, and not in lieu even of a physical barrier. This is a shame, but because it's mukaf, it's an effect, it's a chalos rishus, whatever, that's the way to look at it. Or no, they really are. Now again, we take something like Lavud, you know, we tend often to think of it much more as being, you know, an abstraction that has, you know, that becomes of physical significance, right? Just like in the Dalit al Dalit issue, we tend to look at it that way more, right? Whether it's the ground coming up or the, you know, or the top going down, yet part of that Shaklavataria that we discussed, right, in the Gemara later on, the you know, as a rake, But, and of course, in many Gemaras in Eruvin. So, you know, that's one thing. So, Gufa, what are you going to say about Tzuras HaPesach? And what are you going to say about Pasi Biros? And what are you going to say about Gudachis? And what are you going to say about Gudasik? So, in Gudasik and Gudachis, you know, again, so we know in Gudachis that there's a big issue, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudin, the Chachamim, about Bikiyas Rabin. So, are you going to say Huadin Gudasik? Right, you would think that Gudachis and Gudasik, at least, are pretty much the same. Right, one, so they're just a difference in direction. But there might be important differences, you know, between them. So again, I mentioned the Ritva and Erevin and Yazayin and Beis, that's the check there or whatever, but people who think that good Asik doesn't have a Bikiyas Rabin problem, but maybe good Achis does, that would be important. Similarly, another problem, good Achis has a Shear, or only good Asik has a Shear? What's the Shear of good Asik? 10 Tvachim, then you can extend it. And we were just talking about the Taz, you know, how that extension works and where it starts from, and so on. What about good Achis? Does that need 10 Tvachim? So there seems to be a stira in different Gemaras, right? Some Gemaras seem to imply that that good Achis requires 10 Tvachim. The problem is, what's the problem with that?
There's somewhere else I thought that you might only need one
tefach. Or even the things that we know of. Why, for example?
Pitikra.
Okay, well, Pitikra, by the way, should be on the list. Pitikra, Yorin, Vesonsim. By the way, of course, belongs on our abstraction list together with the other ones. But yeah.
Traskol.
Right? Because Traskol, is Traskol a case of Yud Tvachim? Big Traskol.
You know, it isn't, right? That's why it has to be Lamala. That's why it has to be hanging Lamala when I start talking about the Spirit of Shesayah.
That's what we would think, anyway. So the Pashtas. So I think the Meiri later on in Azorik, you know, quotes a day of that, yeah, you're not going to try to square the Gemaras. Yeah, maybe the Traskol is 10, and then he has to deal with that problem. So this is, again, this seems to be conflicting evidence in different. This seems to be conflicting evidence in different Gemaras. Again, when the Gemara in Sukkah and elsewhere, all over Shas, you know, there's this Gemara about, you know, Shiurim being Alach L'Moshe Misinai. So one of the Shiurim that's Alach L'Moshe Misinai, Gemara in Erevin and Sukkah, all over the place. So Zvachim, right, everywhere. So one of them is Mechitzin, right, and Gudim. So Mechitzin Alach Moshe Misinai, which is good, Gemara says good. So is that good Asik and good Achis? And if so, are they the same? Is this one higher, the other one lower? Now there are possible reasons. It might be easier to extend high or easier to extend low. Right? I mean, on the Pashtus you would think, you know, imaginary lines, you know, celestial engineering. So it sounds like the same thing. Good Asik, good Achis, you know. You always have to check yourself. Which one's good Achis? Which one's good Achis? Unless you know Aramaic well. You do your Shnayim, you know, Mikra of the Echad. Not the Shnayim Mikra part, but if you do the Echad Targum. So you know that Asik means going up and Achis means going down. But, you know, it takes a while for the, you know, usually between like 7th and 10th grade where, you know, you make a couple of errors about the good Asik and good Achis. No? Not Rabbi.
More like this year.
Right?
So more like this year.
So anyway, they can't blame people, right, you know. And so I mean to think, oh, well, one's going up and one's going down. But, you know, going up and going down might be very different. Right. Number one, going up. Well, also going up and going down, going up rather in Shabbos and going up in Sukkah might be very different. Why? Tell you?
Because of the
issue. There's a target. In other words, again, Lekula and Lechumra, it's hard to know. But good Asik and Sukkah, you know, has a target. Right? It's about the Skach. And it's connecting to the Skach. You know, good Asik in Shisar Yachid, all the other market. Number one, it may not be such a din at all, that's our whole point. Because there is no target. Or because Mechitzas work differently, and the whole din of Mechitza of Shisyachad Allah the Wakiyah is Bidin the chalos makom and chalos rishus or the geduros lamata, not midin gudasik at all. Right? If it is midin gudasik, in a way, it is more ambitious than in sukkah because, as I say, there's no target. You could say, oh, there's no target in sukkah either. It just bumps into the gudasik. Just means it goes up in both. And in sukkah, you know, the important thing is that it reaches the sukkah. We don't, it continues to go up beyond the sukkah too, but we just don't care about it. It's irrelevant. Right? Whereas in Shabbos, you know, it keeps going up. But you might say having a target, having a defined goal, you know, is part of making this virtual thing work. Right? So similarly, so that's an interesting question, whether in Gufa that would matter. You know, relating that to the Lamata, right? Good Achis does have a target. Okay. Not only that, but you might say that it's, you know, I'm not sure if gravity matters when it comes to celestial engineering, but, you know, going down as opposed to going up. Certainly, the Rav used to think, I mentioned this earlier in the year, when we talked about Rishis HaRavim and Karka, you know, the pull of Karka, if it isn't, you know, gravity per se, you know, but again, you know, Karka being, you know, a makom and kind of a target, you know, is different than, you know, schach, artificially, or rakia, you know, which is, you know, in addition to being infinite, you know, is not that kind of a chalos, right? Karka and things' relationship to the karka are always issues that man, you know, in this world that we inhabit, you know, this present one, you know, has to consider. Right. So good achis is different than good asik. So the need, for example, for 10 tvachim in good asik, let's say, you can't even have good asik unless you have 10 tvachim. You need a chefzesh on bechitza to start it with. But mechitza tluya, going down, right, for various reasons, you know, because of this limited target, because of the karka, because of the gravity, and so on and so forth, maybe that would be a reason why you wouldn't require, you know, 10 tvachim. If indeed we make the chiluk between the two. Now, if we, so again, there could be another reason to be mechalik between them, and that would be if we think that conceptually they work in different ways for these kinds of reasons, maybe. In other words, the difference between good asik and good achis, if there are differences, are technical for the reasons we just discussed, targeting and gravity and karka and so on and so forth, and infinity and, you know, finitude, or because in terms of the degree of their being an effect, let's say, or being, you know, a virtual, you know, abstraction that is, you know, that is treated in a more physical way, we're mechalek between good asik and good achis. Okay. So as far as that is concerned, that might affect the question of bikias rabim, bikias gedim, etc. But again, which direction? That's up for grabs. You might say the more we go on the abstract route of Rishuyos, the more we don't really have to worry about the physical intrusions. Or you might say, no, if you're going to go, if you're going the physical route, so then, you know, you have concrete walls, and even that, you know, doesn't work. You know, b'makom, the counterpressure of drisas rabin and so on, and kal v'chomer, something which is more fragile, etc. And we, as we know, that could work. That can work in either direction. That's something I will say also in Pasei Biros. So Gufa, this we're talking about good asik and good achis, and some of these issues where it comes up. I'm talking about bor, whether you say good asik, even the Malkum Jesus Rab, which is part of that discussion of the Achronim, whether you say Yochad Ola Adl Rakia, even from a bor up, would be part of that issue. But I'd say it's really part of the bigger question of you know, of Pitikra and Tursa Pesach and Pasei Biros and Gudachis, Gudasik and Gudachis, how they work and what impact how they work, how remaining abstract, how quasi-physical, whether or not they're ways of accomplishing, you know, chefs shel mechitza, or, you know, hekef harabim, all of these issues. Okay. I should also add that there is machlokas rishonim, whether when the Gemara says that mechitza tluya, at least according to the chachamim, is undermined by gedias, by bikias gediim. So Bali Tosis and Azorik and most Rishonim understand that that's a Dindaraisa. But some of the Rishonim in Erevin, at the end of Erevin, Pevav and Beis, think that that may be only Dindarabanan. Part of that issue is the issue of the relationship between Mechitza Tluya in Shabbos and in Sukkah. That's what's the din of good achis, right, in Sukkah. So the Gemara in a few places discusses whether you can be mechalik between good achis in Sukkah and good achis in Erevin. But the question is, you know, are these, you know, technical issues, onesh and mitzvah and, you know, chashashos, or this too, just like we discussed about... you know, the need of you know, interior versus exterior dimensions, and the question of, you know, the chakika and so on, and then other things, Tzurus HaPesach, etc., Asherah, you know, the things that we've been discussing, Gudasik. The more we're interested in cordoning off the Rishus vis-a-vis Rishus HaRabim, and that's the issue, whether it's the Kula or the Chumra, so that's certainly not the point in Sukkah. Right. Sukkah is an interior issue rather than an exterior one, but it's also about, you know, a bias or a makom dira, and you know, it's about chefs shel dvanos, it's about the connection to the scha, all the things that we've been discussing. Whereas Rishus HaYachid LeShabbos is different, Lekula and Lechomra, as we've seen. So that might affect, you know, things like you know, good achis. And especially the factor of Bikias Gediyim. You know, Bikias Gediyim is a stira, possibly, or a challenge in Shabbos. It's not as big a problem, obviously, in Sukkah. As long as formally it's considered Bechitza Tluya, Shema Bechitza, the fact that, unless you say, anytime there's an intrusion and an invasion, that's a stira to the notion of a Bechitza. Maybe. But again, there are, you know, Rishonim and Achronim, who seem to be going in that direction as well. So the Ritva, basically, and the Rajba, some of the other Chachmei Sfarad in Erevin, say, well, I mean, there can't really be that Bikias Gediyim affects or disqualifies Mechitza Tluya Midaraisa, because according to those views that it would work in Sukkah, then it really should work in Shabbos, because not Torah, Sukkah, and Shabbos are the same. Those who shown him are based on the assumption that the differences between Sukkah and Shabbos are drabanan. But the common denominator, whatever it is the same. And obviously, a large group of Rishonim who are mechalek and who do think that these problems in Shabbos are daraisa will just say to you that, you know, shiny Sukkah, mi Shabbos, lekula and lechumra, and that's part of a list of other things as well. Good. So that is that's what I wanted to say about Bor and Gudachis very quickly, and Gudasik and the relationship between them. So now let's take, well, I don't know where should we really start. Let's turn our attention for a minute at least to the problem of Passe Biros. So the problem of Passe Biros is a dual one. Passe Biros turns into Rosh Hashayachid, as we know, and there seem to be two problems. One is the problem that we just mentioned. What about Bikias Rabim? So that's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The question is, how do you square, particularly those shitos, you know, with the shitos of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim elsewhere, in seemingly related issues, right? Like how many bechitzos, Tzurus HaPesach, and so on. And obviously, what we just talked about in terms of good achis and good asik, and even being mechalik between them, is going to be a huge opening. Maybe there are two different perspectives, you know, two types of Rishus Hayachids, and they have to figure out which is working with which and in which direction. Maybe one is more, you know, virtual real and the other is more virtual remaining abstract. Might also be connected to the first problem. So the idea that Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim seem to go in different directions regarding Mispar Mechitzos or other virtual abstractions than they do in Pasei Biros is not the end of the world, but we have to see what, you know, what answers are being given. The Pashtus, at least, it's a question, right? So the problem of Bikias Rabin, which Rabbi Huda is you know, hypersensitive to in Pasei Biros, and the Chachamim are not, how does that fit in with, you know, Rabbi Huda's two Mechitzos? And how does it fit in with the Chachamim's view about, let's say, good Achis and, you know, good Asik, if it would be a question of the Bor, and other Bikias Rabim type issues? That's one issue. The second issue in Pasei Biros is not Bikias Rabim so much.
The amount of Mechitzos.
Exactly, the amount of Mechitzos. More specifically, just specifically?
The fact that you can just have, like, just corners.
Just these kitty corners. And it's really, to use the halachic, proper halachic expression, parutz.
Oh, parutz.
Parutz merubalom. Right? 100%. Just, meaning, you know, there are apparently, there seem to be that we're, you know, satisfied with these formal, you know, kitty corner, you know, mechitzas, these dumdos, or whatever they're called. And what happened to the rule that if you know, parutz is meruba ala omeid, that is a killer for cordoning off a rishus, for creating an inside chalos, for keeping out the rabbi, whatever it is. So obviously, I just said three different things, you know. So obviously, is parutz meruba ala omeid also about tabekias rabim, right? Or is it separate from it, distinct from that? Right, it really has to do, as Eli said before, with chefsa shel mechitza, right, or hekef. Meaning, even if there wasn't a problem in pritzas rabim, on a practical level, right. So, but you know, mechitzas have to have a certain, you know, presence. One would think, you know, maybe ruba kakulo, maybe whatever it is, but you know, the problem is that if something is parutz meruba ala omeid, that shouldn't work. So the truth is that again, the more you need real mechitzos, chatz shel mechitzos, this is a problem, unless you somehow explain that, you know, again, al pi din, you know, what you have is virtually is al pi din sufficient to be considered meruba omeid meruba ala parutz. This is a question, again, that applies to Pasei Biros and applies to Tzuras HaPesach, but they don't have to be Halba HaTalia, because it depends also how you look at each one, as we know. Right? Bali Tosis are very liberal about Tzuras HaPesach, considering it to be a real wall, and considering it to be, you know, Omid Merubah LaParutz. And as we know, the Rambam, you know, and we talked about it last time, is much more Machmir. In general, the Rambam seems to be, and there are other indications of this also in these sugyas, seems to be looking not at, you know, pieces or walls, but at, you know, the overall effect, at least in the context of Tzuras HaPesach. But what about Pasei Biros? So, regarding the question of Bikias Rabim, we'll hold off on that for now. That, if we try to speak about it very quickly, but the Gemara Ne'erevin on Vav, and the Gemara and Erevin on Yud Ches, that's the main Pasei Biros sugya, the main question of Shus HaRabim, you know, being Ma'ariv versus Rabim in general, that the sugya end up Bav Med Aleph, Bav Med Beis, and Erevin, and you get a chance to look at the Balamor, again, I'm not going to give you much talk, but the Balamor and Ramban, and of Yud Ches, which discuss this question. And the Rishonim discuss the second question. Also, the sugya Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which is the sugya of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the Dalet Mechitzas, and so on, and the Pesachim of the Rambam. I'll try to talk again the sugya of Bava Amud Aleph. We'll at least try to speak briefly. Erev Ben Chav Beis Amud Aleph also, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda. That these are like the main Gemaras that we need to touch on very quickly, hopefully for Tuesday. What time do we say Tuesday?
12.
12. You're not going to be here Tuesday? No. You're not going to be here Tuesday?
Wedding license.
Okay. Definitely also. Tur chas. Tir du chas. We would say it's also mitzvah, but tir du chas is a different category. Anyway, the first paragraph, Ksuvos. So that's one issue, the question of Rabbi Huda, the Chachamim, how they, you know, how to square them, etc. Talk about that briefly, and then we'll try to talk more about Zrikas Kaveris until the end a little bit. But in terms of the question of Omid Beruba Laparut, so there too we have different views of the Rishonim in Erev and Daf Yud Ches. So we'll stop here because I have to run. And that is again, if you look at the Ramban. Same Ramban and Mochamos, the Ramban compares Pasiv Yiros to Lavud. It's fascinating. That's a big leap. And again, usually we assume that Lavud is a concrete virtual, if you will. Because we really think it's closed. Or it's closed enough. Again, it's a Chiddush. The question is it a dilution of Lavud or is it an intensification of Pasiv Yiros? But this is kind of the Ramban's answer to the question of Omim Ravala parts. Balitosis Alatar. Don't say Lavud, but they do seem to be suggesting that, you know, while physically, you know, to the halachically uninitiated, this looks like parts of Ravala Omid, Al Pidin, it's not the Pasi Biro, it's our proper Mechitzos. And again, maybe Lusitasam about Tzoras HaPesa, that you can have such a thing. Other Rishonim, again, especially Chachmei Svarad, not from Ramban though, but I'll say Rajba, Ritva, in particular, in Erevin, seem to say that in Ochanami, as a Mechitza, it's parts Merubah Lomei, but that's a din in Mechitzas, where you have a Chalos, Rosh Hashayachin, based on a disrupting or separating from Rosh Hasharabim, not so much because you have Mechitzos, then there's no din of parts, there's no problem of parts Merubah. Parts Merubah Lomei is a din of Mechitzas. If you're talking about, because this is mukaf, you know, the kitty corner, you know, effect, so it gives an impression of being, mufrad, separated from Rosh Hasharabim. And that's a different, that's a different mechanism of creating a Rosh Hashayachin. There we don't care about parts Merubah. So this is a great example where the Rishonim seem to be arguing, A, are there two dinim, and B, what is the nature of these different mechanisms. So we'll try to pick up with this, we'll start with a little bit more in Pasi Biros and just document these things more concretely, Valamor, Ramban, Tosis, and so on next time. At 12 on Tuesday, and then we'll speak a little bit more about Tzoras HaPesach as well, not so much because that's a massive topic, and then I wanted to speak very quickly about first of all Zrikas Rishuyos for a second, but mostly the Bali Tosis view. What is Tosis view about Zorik Kaveris? That's not a problem with Zrikas Rishuyos, Jonathan, right?
Where's
it land? So why doesn't the other Rishonim like that, and is that connected to the Gemaras, which we still didn't talk about it in? We don't have much time, but I want to talk for at least a minute. The boing piyachad issues, right? When you throw something and you're mashlim the shiur by throwing, let's say you're digging a pit and you're mashlim asar, lekula and lechumra, or you throw a machzelas and cuts off the dalet al dalet. Simply, let's say you throw something. When you throw it, it's the place that it's going to land is Rosh Hasharabim, but as it lands there, piyachad, that it becomes a Rosh Hashayachin. This question, in a way, of boim kiachad and whether it makes a difference, is that about hanacha and akira? Is it about, two statuses at the same time? I want to talk a little bit about that and then about the rest of Shaka Bataria through Tesla, if we can, whenever we can get it.
Okay.
All right? So, wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Ready? Ready? Have time to.
Yes. 2 seconds.